Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
Either in class or not in class.
That's right.
That's
right.
They say this is what you teach the family of the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Pray for
one of the camps, they'll meet you where you at. And remember, all the six anointed camps, you will recognize them in their royal blue garments with fringes on. And they don't talk a good game. They read a good game through the precepts. So that's the key. So how would you know if you're in a Voices of a True Israelite camp, they got royal blue garments on with fringes, and they'll let you talk, and they'll go in the book and show you exactly what the Bible's saying with the precepts. That's when you know you're in a six anointed camps of Voices of a True Israelite. So we're going to stroll down the international side and see who all join us for another episode of Bottom Part of the Sabbath Day, and all the slots are spilled, and that reads 195 international countries. And what's flashing for the nice audience that's in the bottom part of the Sabbath Day all over the world? 102-899. Whatever that means, 102-899, that's who all in the room on their computers. Now, who they got sitting there with them, I don't know. You don't know, but I do know. So remember, the class is live, and how you know you're in a Voices of a True Israelite camp, remember, they wear fringes. They teach the Bible with fringes on, with royal blue garments. On the regular Sabbath days and on feast days, they have the white garments with the blue and the fringes. You got it? Good. Enough said on that. We're going to let you get into the broadcast. It's already live at Temple One. And remember, all the locations is open. And Yahweh be with you all, 102-899, live online class. Now, remember, if you got Pal Talk, you can catch the broadcast live at 12 o'clock. But we come on Blog Talk Radio at 2 o'clock. All right, good enough. The class already in session. Enjoy it. And remember one thing. Things have been kept secret from you since the foundation of the world. We're restoring it back to you, Steve Reagan. We're restoring things back to you that have been kept away from you. Who? What's your nationality? How are you supposed to walk, talk, dress? How are you supposed to eat? We bring in everything according to the scripture. And the key to it is, if we do scripture, he will intervene. Got it? Good. All right, let's go back into the front part of the temple, and you'll hear a live class going on as we speak. So Yahweh be with you all. You'll see it.
Revelation 21:12. What do you read?
Hallelujah.
What's that was all about there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Revelation 21:12. That's here we get the name of the 12 tribes that James is talking about, right? We need to put a name on it.
Genesis 49:28.
Verse 24.
Verse 2. Well, that's good stuff, too. Yeah, this is the price away from those that's without. Will a bone it got without? Why should I even bring that bone in? Because Yahweh has regarded you not anyway. Go to.
2 Timothy 4, 2.
2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2.
Preach the word. Preach the word means teach.
Teach.
Teach the word.
Be instant and
please. Always be ready to go. Always be able to have your sword closed by. You might be heading down the grocery store. I better find who have my sword. I might run into one of them old unbelievers out here somewhere. Go ahead and read.
Out of season.
Out of season. Reprove them. Rebuke. I mean, correct them.
Exalt. With all long suffering.
I mean, you got to have long suffering. I mean, you got to have some patience with them. Because they out of order everywhere because they without. But Yahweh regarded you not. Let them know, listen. Yahweh regarded you not. I don't care what kind of verse you got on your mind. Yahweh ain't dealing with you. He do with you. Because you don't work with him the covenant.
And
you let the COVID-19, 2021 just hem you all up. Jack you up like a pistol on you or something. And a knife. From some COVID-19, 20, and 21. That's why the God you not when you ain't keeping the covenant. And y'all want to read here?
Yes.
What does he say?
Okay. And doctrine.
That's teaching.
Long-suffering.
And long-suffering. That's it?
And doctrine, that's it.
And that's it. Back to Brother Yah God yesterday. I know I'm hearing something now.
Hallelujah. We'll read that James 1:25 then. Bring our brothers, Brother T. Yeah.
Israel. What is the truth? What is the ultimate truth?
Go to that Psalms. Huh?
Okay, I'm coming back. I'm coming back. You come to Job, and I'm a precept that. Okay, give me that. Give me verse 20. Back to Job 28, verse 20. Job 28, verse 20. Joel 28:20. Yeah, Joel 28:20.
Then cometh wisdom.
So what's wisdom means? Where then cometh? Go ahead.
And where is the place of understanding?
And where is the place of understanding? Okay. All right. Give me that Psalms 111 verse 10. Then we coming back here, Job 28:28. Tied in. You know what I'm saying? Those that do is Torah instruction and keep his Torah instruction. It said his praise endureth forever. Now who is his praise endureth forever? What do you mean his praise? You got, do we got a people? They got a name on who his praise is? Or is it say his praise endureth forever, right? Okay, give me that Genesis 29:35. Genesis 29:35. Mighty Z Israel. And I'm going to touch that Deuteronomy 33. Yes, ma'am. Genesis 29:35. Okay, left bearing. Okay. You got something to see, Prince Israel? Is that Luke chapter 4? You said Luke chapter 4? Oh, you said root? Okay, let me get the book of root. Okay. Let me see that. Let me get that. Book of root. Chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. It's speaking about the praise. Yeah, I don't see it either. I'm with you there, buddy. Yeah, Israel. It don't line up. No. Huh?
What about Genesis 49 and 8?
Get there. Yahweh. That's right. That's who's... Genesis 49 and 8. Go ahead, Mother Z Israel.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 8. Verse 8. Yahshua Judah, you are people. Thy brother shall praise. You have your hand shall be in the neck of their enemies. Your father. Your father's children shall bow down.
It said your hand should be in the neck of your enemies. Now, who's the list of your enemies? Who we can read? Who's the list of your enemies? Who can read? Who's the list of your enemies? We can read. It's enemies. More than one. And should be in the neck of your enemies. What was the list of your enemies? What was the list of your enemies? Pastor Buddy Chris Israel?
Nah, I don't know.
You don't know?
Nah, I don't know, brother.
Sister Phoebe Prince Israel, you know? Buddy E Israel, you know? Well, we gotta hear some audio. Okay, it says, your hand should be the neck of your enemies. Be the precept in Genesis 49, verse 8. Who's the enemy? Neck of your enemy. Yeah, we can't, because you know, I could have went. Yeah, we got to keep him, yeah.
Can I get one enemy on the table?
We
got to do that.
That's right.
I wanted one.
That's right.
There's plenty to choose, bro. Look at Acts chapter 3. Okay. To get to verse number 10, let me put one enemy on the table. Esther chapter 3, verse 10.
Esther 3, verse 10. Yeah, let me start the ball rolling. I need enemy. You got a lot to choose, bro, man. Esther 3, verse number 10. Let's get one on the table. Esther 3, verse 10. And the king took his ring from his hand.
Amadatha.
That's the Agar. Malachite,
right?
Okay.
It
wasn't
even Malachite.
Who
was
a Malachite?
Come on, read.
We got to read. We got to have a verse.
Read
it. We got to read. We got to read something.
I got to go to
No,
the people are the case like, who's the Malachite?
Oh,
who's the Malachite?
Oh, Malachite. Who was the Malachite?
And
the Yahshua Judah.
The Yahshua Judah's enemy.
The Yahshua Judah's enemy. Because we know that this Agagite comes out of the bloodline of Esau's son.
Yes, right. That's right.
So that is Yahshua Judah's enemy, right?
Yes, right.
When we read, his hand gonna be in the neck of his enemies. That's
what
we read.
All right, they
give y'all time to pull something out.
Okay. All right, I'll give y'all a hint. What he says, the Malachite. Who that trace back to?
Let's go to Malachite.
No. Let's put a name on who this Malachite traced back to.
Oh,
I'm going to get a one off here. Let's go to Genesis 36 real quick.
Genesis
36.
Genesis 36.
Let's go to Genesis 36 until we get a name. I'm going to start ringing some bells here. All right, Genesis 36. Go to Genesis 36. All right, pick up at verse 1. All right. Then pick up at the verse 8 to 12. Then we're going to hear it again. All right, then skip down 15 to 16 till we hear a name again. All right, Genesis 36, verse 1. Skip down 8 to 12. 15 to 16. Captain Butter Chris Israel. Yes, sir.
Genesis 36. Verse number one. Now these are the generations of Esau. Who is Edom?
Who is Edom? Okay.
Verse two.
No. I said verse one. Skip down verse 8 to 12.
8 to 12. Gotcha. Thus dwelt Esau in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom.
That's right, because Esau is the forefather. Root. Go ahead.
Another verse 1.
Okay, get to the matter that, go ahead, go to verse 10 real quick. Verse 10 to 12.
Verse 10. These are the names of Esau's son.
Esau's son. This is where the Esau is five sons. This is the right here, the foundation. Why we say Esau and his five sons. If they want to know Esau and his five sons, you can pick it right here in Genesis 36. Right here. Verses 10.
Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau. Reuel, the son of Bashema, the wife of Esau.
Uh-huh. Verse 11.
Verse 11. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zephor, and Gatham, and Kenan.
Okay. Verse 12.
Verse 12, and Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. And she bare Eliphaz Amalek.
Whoa, you said what?
And she bare Eliphaz Amalek.
That's it, right there. That's the name we're coming. That's where that Malachi come from.
Yeah, right.
Right there. Right there. Want a second witness? Go ahead, get down to verse 16.
Verse 16, Duke Korah, Duke Gotham, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were sons of
Adah. The land of Esau. Okay. Yeah, so that's where that's the foundation right there. That's where the Amalekites come from. And when you read that Esther 3:10, that's what it's talking about. And we got the next, because we know Amalek's judgment. Y'all probably be sure that mother D.F. Israel, see, Roy. Yeah, well, all right. Mm-hmm. All right. Huh? Talking about in Genesis. Yeah, they was named. Yeah, they was called dukes. Like, yeah. Esau and his five sons, yeah. Okay, now we can read about Amalek. That's why it says Yada's enemy, Amalek, what he done did. So they had a fun of names called Germans today. See, they had a fun of names, so you can't identify it, because if you trace Amalek, you trace Esau. Okay, give me your numbers. Numbers 24. Numbers 24:20. All right, number 24:20. Mother D. Israel.
Hallelujah.
Pick up at verse 19 real quick. I'm looking at something here in Numbers 20, Numbers 24:19. That's why I bless you there. Sister M.
Israel. Jacob Israel shall come, him that shall have, he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that
should destroy him. He said, out of Israel should come he that shall have dominion and should destroy him.
Shall destroy him that remains of the city.
Okay, what do you mean by that? Give me Genesis, back to Genesis 49. Genesis 49. Back to Genesis 49, it says, out of Israel should come he, right? Should come he. So it is for the name of who this he is, so it would be clear. Back to Genesis 49. Back to Genesis 49. Think about the... Genesis 49, verse 1 and verse 8. Sister Phoebe, precious Israel.
Verse 1 and 8.
And Israel, verse 1. And Israel called us in his son and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last day. That's what we on. That's what we on right now. We're in the last days as we speak. Verse 8.
Judah, you are he whom your brother shall pray. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you.
Okay, that's what it means by, now when you go over here, back to Numbers 24, verse 20, that's what it means in he. So he's talking about Yada Judah. Should have dominion and should destroy him that remaineth. Okay. The neck of your enemies.
When he looked upon Amalek, took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter
we already know his latter end. So he's done. We already know that we can read that by this latter end. We can read that prophecy when his latter end is going to be. We can see him right here in, let's see, because he's the first, so he's the number one that's going down. Okay, we can read this. Let's see. Let me see. I go to either Jeremiah or Isaiah. Let's see. Let's see what I want. Go to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60. Okay, I can go to here and I can start off with Isaiah 60. Let's see. This is this end right here that is to come. Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, Captain Brother Chris Israel.
Isaiah chapter 60. What verse?
Pick up at the verse 1.
Verse 1, arise, shine, for thy light is come.
He said, arise, arise. Who's arising right now? Who arising right now? Back to Genesis 49. Who he telling to arise? But he can be talking about the 10 northern tribes here now. Back to Genesis 49, what it means, arise. What are you talking about? Genesis 49. Pick up at the, we can pick up at verse 9 real quick. Genesis 49, verse 9. Yeah, who's going to rouse them up? So rouse them up. Okay, verse 10.
Verse 10.
See, that word there, so you can't... I know a lot of people are going to stumble on that. That word shallow is a word, that word meaning Yahuwah the Son. That's who rounds them up to Yahuwah the Son comes. That's who's been when you go here in Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. All right, back to verse 1. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Who's reading that?
60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light. Come.
Now, who's his light? Your light is come.
Yeah.
Okay? When you see key words, we must precept. All right. Your light. Who is this light?
Yeah,
right. All right, let's find out who this light is real quick. All right, we'll go to John. Okay, we're going to John real quick. Let me pick up at John 8:12. We'll start there. John chapter 8, verse 12. Okay, But is he Israel? John chapter 8, verse 12.
John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spoke Yahuwah
then speak Yahweh again, then speak Yahweh again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk
okay.
in darkness.
Now when we see curves like the world, because they'll run with that. They'll definitely run with that. They think it's talking about everybody. So we gotta make it plain. We gotta make it real plain. Allah, we gotta make it real plain. What I mean by that, we gotta make it real plain. Give me a Baca real quick. Give me a Baca. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Got the brother Chris Israel. Now Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. The Nahas. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Always look in your index and take what page the book. Got the brother Chris Israel. All right, yeah, go ahead and pull it out, though, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel. What I mean by I said plain, I just got a scripture to back up what I'm saying. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. That's what I mean by that. Make it plain upon the tables that he may run and read it. She make read it. Okay. All right. Now this light. We precepting the light from Isaiah 60. Okay. Has anybody read that John 8:12? Okay. That world. Okay. I said about the world.
Yeah.
About the world. Now what can precept about the world? He's talking about the light of the world. Now I'm just saying make it plain. I was just having a verse of what I'm saying about plain. That's all I was saying. What world are you talking about?
Yeah. What is the world? The light of the world.
What's the light of the world? Who is this world he talking about?
Yeah.
This is light of the world. Hold on.
What is the world?
You said, somebody said John 8:20? Did someone say John 8:20?
John 1:9.
If you're going to guess, you're going to guess wrong. On there.
So, John 21:20.
Name on the world.
You want to put a name on the world.
John 1:9.
Hey, mother. I love mother. Mother D.F. Israel. You know what world he's talking about? I'm the light of the world. We are John 8:12. Okay, Isaiah, and what else? Okay, Isaiah, I know Isaiah. And Isaiah, is it Isaiah? How about 45:17?
Isaiah 45.
Well, Mother DF Israel, Isaiah what?
But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
World without end. Okay, then another one. You can also go here, John 18. John 18. John 18, verse 20. Grandmother Z Israel, John 18, verse 20.
In secret,
he said nothing. So he's talking about right here, the world Yada Israel.
Yeah.
The world Yada Israel.
Yeah,
that's what that's what that world is. Okay, back to that John 8, verse 12. That's that John chapter 8, verse 12. Okay, who's reading that John chapter 8, verse 12? Now I'll be this precept in that world. So we'll be coming back. Where it says, he that... Okay, he or she that follow me shall not walk in darkness. Now, who is this darkness? This darkness got a name. This person had himself on the darkness. Now, who is that? Who is this darkness is? This darkness got a name. He says, shall not walk in darkness. Hallelujah. Acts 26:18. Mother DF Israel, C. Roy.
Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto Yahweh. That they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by the covenant that is in me.
Okay, read that again. Read that verse again. I'm hearing something. Go ahead, read that verse again.
Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto Yahweh.
Yeah.
That they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by the covenant that is in me.
That's it. Okay, all right. Back to John chapter 8. Okay, but have the light of life. Okay, but have the light of light. John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. Captain by the Christ Israel.
John chapter 14, verse 6. Why said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
By me. All right. That's who that that light is.
Yeah.
Rise and shine. Rise and shine. Okay, give me that back to Isaiah 60. Back to Isaiah 60. It says, arise and shine, right? Okay. Give me that Ecclesiastics real quick. What the sign is, what the sign represents. How you shine. Going to Ecclesiastics. Captain Brother Chris Israel. Aqua. That's right, Mother DF Israel. Be back to Isaiah 60. Now we're talking about this sign. We back to Isaiah 60. Now we preach out what this the sign is. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. How you shine? Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. Yeah. That light then is that got a word say shine. So we preach that from that shine. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Yeah, 8-1. Easy access, 8-1. Then we're going to Daniel. And he's coming back to Isaiah 6.
Okay. Isaiah 60, but now he said, oh, go here, go there.
Ecclesiastes 8:1.
Okay, now go to Ecclesiastes.
Thank you, that Mother DF Israel. Okay, since somebody pull them out.
Pull me out. Ecclesiastes, right?
Sister Israel, are you ready to roll?
I'm right here, Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1.
8:1. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
So we'll see it. We'll know. We'll see it. All right. Okay, from there, precept that Daniel 12, verse 3. Daniel 12, verse 3. Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Yahuwah, that's how you shine. That's how you shine. Right there. Okay, all right. Back to Isaiah 60, real quick. Back to Isaiah 60. All right. Okay, verse 2.
Isaiah 60, verse 2. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth.
That the darkness shall cover the earth. Now, who is this darkness again? Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that. That's all. We already know that. And we watch through the page of this book unfold right before your eyes. It said, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Who is this darkness again? Okay, but what chapter and what verse? What could I read to that? Yahuwah. Okay, back to that verse 2.
Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Yahuwah shall rise upon thee.
Yeah.
And his glory shall be seen upon thee.
And his greatness, his righteous.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Shall be seen upon you. I don't know if you can be able to handle this word right here in verse 3.
What's that?
Verse 3. I already know.
Okay,
Gentile, polluted word for what? Gentile's a polluted word for what? That's why I say. That's why I have you to read that for a reason. Because I knew you was going to okay, Gentile is a watered down word for what? Go to
precept. Well, there you. No, there you. That's I'm like that, brother. What is a precept? Let me take over the crowd real fast. A precept.
Okay.
I wrote it down, you know. Is a command, any commandment. Instruction.
No.
Order. Intended as a rule
of action.
What is the precept? I guess you guys want to go
down.
That
word,
but you're going to die. You're going to go down with this precept. So I guarantee you will not be here again.
Oh, yeah, the order.
It's order. He gave you a commandment.
Hey, isn't we live on the
commandment?
What's this real?
Hey, Captain. Captain, are we live, Captain? The Bible tell you what a precept is.
No, he stumbled. We was at Isaiah 60, verse 3. We read the word Gentile, so I got to take him there.
The Bible would tell you what a precept is.
Get on back.
Mother of Eve. Look at 28, verse 10.
And
the barrel
full of anxious. Let's see what a precept is according to the Bible.
You have to be careful. You're right. That is true. Be careful.
Let's
see. That command was real.
Let's see what a precept is according to the Bible.
That's right.
Let's run to, Marie. Run to, what did I just say again?
Isaiah 28.
28 verse 10. Let's see what a precept is according to the Bible.
Isaiah 28 verse 10.
Let's see what a precept is according to the Bible. Yes, 28 verse 10. I need to know what a precept is according to the Bible.
I'm going to open my mouth. What kind of way?
In parables.
and parables. Go ahead.
I would utter the things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world.
Oh, so he said, open up what's been kept secret from you since the foundation of the world. That's what he's saying, right? So what have been kept secret from you, Book D of Israel, and Psalms 119, verse 4, and 119, verse 4, what have they kept secret from since the world began? It's 1000 B.C. Let's see what he got written. What have been kept secret from us in 119, verse 4, and 104?
Psalms 119, verse 4.
Yes.
Thou hast commanded us.
You have commanded us.
To keep your precepts.
To keep your what?
Precepts.
To keep your precepts. Go ahead.
Diligently.
Now 104. Let's see. So this is a commandment that was told to David, according to 2 Samuel 2 and 3, 1, 2 and 3, that you've been commanded to do precepts. Now let me say 104.
Psalms 119, 104.
What do you say?
Through your precepts.
Through your what?
Through your precepts.
Then what happened next?
I get understanding.
So how do you get understanding?
Through precepts.
Now listen to the next verse.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
So any other way than the precept is a what?
False way.
It's a false way, according to the Bible. So if they don't precept the Bible, it is a what kind of way, according to verse 19? Read again. Read again, according to the Bible.
Psalms 119,
104. Listen to this.
Through your precepts.
Through your precepts.
I get understanding.
That's how I get understanding.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
I hate every false way. So any other way to understand the Bible, if you don't precept, it's a what kind of way?
A false way.
It's a false way.
That's right.
So you got to precept your Bible to get the answer. He said, I'm going to bring things to the table that have been kept secret from you, because he knew what's going to happen in Obadiah chapter 1, Brother D. See, this is what he knew was going to happen in Obadiah chapter 1.
Okay.
Now, Mother E, read on the 46th chapter 9 through 11 of Isaiah. This is what he knew was going to happen. Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. And then... Swing to Obadiah, Moses, Israel, the book of Obadiah, chapter 1. Had it waiting on you. Look what it says. Come on,
Bushy. Obadiah.
Yo, give me the Isaiah 46, 9 through 11.
And 46, 9 through 11.
Listen to this right here.
Okay, Isaiah the seer. Isaiah the seer, chapter 46.
Go ahead.
Verse 9 through 11.
Listen to this.
Remember the former things of old.
Remember the former things of old.
I am Yahweh.
You are who?
I am Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And there is none else.
Go ahead.
I am Yahweh.
Go ahead.
And there is none like me.
And what do you do?
10. Declaring the end from the beginning.
So he declared the end from the beginning. Go ahead.
And from the ancient times.
Yes.
The things that are not yet done.
Uh-huh.
Stand.
What?
My counsel to stand.
Yes.
And I will do all my pleasure.
So his counsel going to stand, and what he says, Brother Key in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1. Let's go see what he says. Since he already knows the end from the beginning, what did he say that we can read in the book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 11 through 13? What did he say to
Obadiah
the seer? Chapter 1, 11 through 13. Let's see what he
said. Obadiah the seer, chapter 1, verse 11 through 13.
Yeah, see what he
said. In the days that you stood on the other side,
yeah.
In the days that the strangers carried away captives, his forces,
yeah.
And foreigners,
yeah.
Into his gates,
uh-huh.
And cast a lot upon Yadai Israel.
Go ahead.
Even you was one of them.
So it's another people conspired against you. Go ahead.
Verse 12,
what?
But you should not have looked on the day of your brother.
What?
And the day that he become a stranger.
Go ahead.
Neither should you have rejoiced over the children of Yadah, Israel, in the day of their destruction.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Neither should you have spoken proudly.
Go ahead.
In the day of distress.
Go ahead.
Verse 13, you should have not entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity.
Go ahead.
Yea, you should have not looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity.
Go ahead.
Nor have laid hands on their substance.
Oh, so it's written that a people was going to lay hands on the substance. That means somebody will get your books. So somebody was going to get your books, and they're going to keep your books to you, so you was going to lose all of your identification, and you was going to lose your book. I wonder why. Now go to Mark chapter 7, verse 5 to 13. About kids. Let's find out what this already foretold about what's going to happen to a people that do not follow the rules and regulations of just says Yahweh. Let's see if we can read a little bit.
Book of Mark.
Chapter 7, verse 5.
Mark chapter 7, verse 5 through 13.
What
does
it say?
When the Pharisees and the scribes asked him,
yes,
why not your followers according to the traditions of the elders?
He said, why your followers don't do the traditions of the elders? The traditions, go ahead.
But eat bread with unwashed hands.
And they would eat bread without washing their hands, go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
He answered and said to them,
what do you say?
Well, that Isaiah the seer,
what did he say?
When prophesies of you, hypocrites.
What did he call them?
Hypocrites.
He called the ones that religious leaders a what?
Hypocrites.
Go ahead and read.
As it is written,
what?
This people honor me with their lips.
Oh, how they honor me?
With their lips.
Oh, they only honor me with their lips. Go ahead.
But their mind is far from me.
And their mind is far from me because I told the seer in 28 verse 10, I said again, Isaiah, What I told the seal, Moses of Israel, what I say in 28 verse 10 to the seal. What did I say? He said, they don't listen to what I'm saying. They got their own thing made up. They want to read what a dead man's saying, not what the living man's saying. 2018.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 10.
What did it say?
For a precept must be up on precept.
Precept must be up on precept.
Precept upon precept?
Yeah.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Yeah.
Here a little,
here
a little. And there a little.
He said, that's why you got to operate my word. You got to go here a little bit and there a little bit to operate my word. But he said the hypocrite is going to bypass that and come up with their own way of doing things. Keep reading that, Mark, Bunchy.
All right. Verse 7.
What did it say?
How be it in vain?
What did they do?
How be it in vain?
In vain.
Yes.
What?
Do they worship me?
They worship me for nothing.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
Teaching. Teaching for doctrines the commandments of man.
Oh, they ain't teaching the way I tell you to teach. They want to read off a document some man have put together. Otherwise, you're going to put down what the Bible got to say. And you're going to read a definition of what a man got to say. And we find out you live by every word that he says, not a definition of a dead man, what
sometimes,
he got to say.
Sometimes when there's a word that we don't understand,
you
y'all tell, oh, look it up.
Yeah.
When we look it up. Yeah.
That's why you got to rightly divide the word. You have to write, but nothing supersedes over Yahweh.
You got to.
Okay.
Over you,
okay.
I just have something to say.
Okay.
Said and what backing me up is Deuteronomy 4 and 2 and 12:32.
Okay.
Don't
well, let's go there. Let's go there and take a look at it.
Let's look at it.
We say Deuteronomy.
What I'm gonna tell y'all ain't gonna be able to read this, but Yahweh told me to just say it. But I'll put this first.
Okay. Let's read what you got to say. Deuteronomy what now?
I'm gonna read this first. Deuteronomy 4. 32.
Okay, let's read one verse at a time. Let's see if we analyze that.
Let's go to 4:2 first and Deuteronomy.
Okay, let's go there. Deuteronomy 4:2?
Yes.
Let's go there first too. Okay.
Yes,
now go ahead and read what it's here to say.
And ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
Right.
Neither shall you diminish aught from it.
Right.
That you may keep the commandments of the Yahweh, your Yahweh, which I command you.
Right.
With that being said now. The second one.
Now, hold that point. Let's look at this one at a time.
Okay.
Now, he's saying.
Okay, I just got to say one thing. I have to read this because it's been my spirit. If I don't,
okay, good.
What Brother Chris said is going to go down around here. I'm
okay.
Just a witness.
Well, hold
I
on. Well, hold on.
Okay.
Now, we got verse 2 on the table, right?
Yes. But now, I'm going to read
Hold on.
But let's analyze verse 2, what you read. Before we go anywhere else, let's take care of verse 2. Read verse 2 again.
Somebody else, you read it, sir,
because
I have something at the mouth
that
has been put on the
table. Okay, let's read verse 2 again. Read it, Bucky. Read verse 2.
Okay, this is the fifth book of the Heavenly Tablet.
Yeah.
Four instructions, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
What did it say?
You should not add it to the word which I command you.
Right.
Neither should you diminish off from it.
Right.
That you may keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, your Yahuwah. Which I command you.
I command you. Now, let's back up to verse 1 and see who he's talking to. Let's see, he's talking to the world.
I'm talking to us.
No,
right
now. I'm saying. No, okay. What we'll do, we're going to investigate.
I don't want to get into it. That, can I please read what I have to say? That's all I got to say. It's about that word commandment that Yahuwah put in my spirit. He's tasked
okay,
me.
Okay, go ahead. You got notes? Okay,
word.
Go ahead.
No, you're not going to find this because the word precept actually means commandment. I did a whole lot of research.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Commandment. The word commandment is another word that the Bible uses frequently as a name of one of the laws of the Yahuwah. Like statutes, it has a narrower application than the first two words, which is like law or commandment. They are free from imperfection, stain, or any kind of corrupt tendency. That is why David wrote, the commandments of the Yahuwah is pure. If they are pure, if they are there and they're called and they cause rejoicing, and if they can convert you, why would the Yahuwah want to do away with a perfect guide for life? And is this not part of his word? Is it not just extraneous material? The word pure gives the sense of brightness and cleanliness, leading to the next benefit, enlightening the eye. The commandments give the light, so we know where to walk, how to walk, without bumping into or falling over obstacles in the path of our life, going off the path altogether or never even finding it. Y'all say, Yahuwah, plead my case. We can keep moving, and I wash my hands. I just had to do what I had to do.
Okay.
You take it up with the master. I'm just, look, remember, like you say, who told her to tear that cross out? Take it up with him. The same one had you do that, but one put it in my spirit.
Okay, now, that's real good. Now let's go back. Now let's go back and analyze this verse 2 again.
Yes, sir.
Let's go back to verse 2 again.
Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
Let's go back to verse 2 again.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 2.
Let's see what it says.
You should not add unto the word,
yes,
which I command you.
Right.
Neither should you diminish up from it.
Right.
That you may keep the Torah instruction of Yahuwah,
uh-huh,
your Yahuwah, your King, which I command you.
Okay, good. Now, who is he talking to in verse
1? Verse 1, Bucky. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 1. Now therefore, listen, O Israel.
Listen, O
Israel. Unto the statutes.
Yes.
Unto the judgment.
Yes.
Which I teach you.
Yes.
For to do them.
Yes.
That you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahuwah, your fathers, giving you.
So he's talking to Israel, telling Israel, do not add
right
unto the word which I command thee. Now, let's run to that Psalms and find out why you don't add to his words. Now, let's run to that Psalms, F.R.T.
Yes, sir.
Let's run to Psalms, and let's peep at a statement that the reason why you don't add to his words. Let's see when we read it about why you don't add to it. Let's see why you don't add to his words. We run to the book of Psalms. And we're going to look down at a verse. Anybody in class to help me out? We're going to find out that his words have been purified 7 times. So we're going to find that verse right there. The reason why you don't add to his words.
Psalm
12,
I believe.
Psalm chapter 12.
Yes, sir.
And we'll look at 12, verse number 6 there, brother T. Let's find out why you don't add to his words.
Psalm chapter 12. Verse 6, and it reads. The words of Yahuwah are pure words. The
words of Yahuwah are pure words.
As silver tried in the furnace of earth.
Yes.
Purified 7 times.
And his words are purified what kind of time?
7 times.
So Yahuwah's words is purified 7 times. So whatever he say, that should be the end of it. Because his words is confession. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30. Go to Proverbs chapter 30 now. So he's saying that what I got written in this book, it will hold up to all generations. We go on to the 30th chapter, and we're going to look at what he says in verse 5. 5 down and 6. 30, verse 5 and 6. What he says?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5 and 6.
What does it say?
Every word of Yahuwah is pure.
Every word of Yahuwah is pure.
He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
That put your trust in Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Yes.
What do you say?
Verse 6.
What?
Add you not unto his word.
He said, add not to his word.
Lest he reprove you.
And he'll do what?
Reprove you.
Reprove means correct. Go ahead.
That's right. And you will be found the liar.
Oh, if you do what? If you add to his word. So if you add to his word, you will be reproved and found a what?
Liar.
A liar. Now let's go see what he says in Deuteronomy again, Mother dear of Israel, in 8 verse 3. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. He said, don't add nothing to his word. So he's going to reprove you and you'll be found the liar. What do he say in 8 verse 3?
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3.
What
did
he say?
And he humbled you,
he humbled thee.
And suffered you
to
hunger.
Go ahead.
And fed you with manna.
He fed you with manna.
Which thou knowest not.
Well.
Neither did your fathers know.
What?
That he might make you know.
That make you know that the children of Israel. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That man or woman doeth not live by bread only.
Oh, what do you live by?
But by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahuwah do men and women live.
Oh, okay, good. So if we want to find out what he's saying, we got to go well to find out what he's saying. In the Bible. So if we want to know what he's saying, we must go into the Bible. But he told us something. Again, let's come back to Mark chapter 7, verse number 6. Again, that's lucky. So he told us that if you want to know what I'm saying, get the answer out of the Bible through the precepts. Go ahead. You got something? What
you
got? Proverbs 28, verse 9 and 10. Let's see what Proverbs 28, 9 and 10. Moses of Israel says she got something. Now, that's how you operate. Let's see, 28, verse 9 and 10. Let's see what it says.
Proverbs chapter 28, verses 9 and 10.
Yeah, what it says? What it says?
He that turn away his ears from hearing the Torah instruction.
If you turn away from hearing the first 5 books of Torah instruction.
Even his or her prayer shall be an abomination.
Oh, your prayer shall be what?
Abomination.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 10. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way.
In an evil way.
He or she shall fall themselves into their own pit.
Uh-huh. So
But the upright shall have good things in possession.
Okay, now precept that to 104, verse 119. Let's find out what is an evil way. If you make them go in an evil way, let's go to 119, 104. Let's see what the Bible says. What's the evil way? What is the evil way in 119, 104?
Psalms 119.
Now, before you read that, back up above 10, and let's see, could David make a statement like that by going to 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3? Let's bring David's resume on the table first. Before David makes this statement, let's see who is talking. Tell him, David, to put this down. Let's see if it would be somebody that's in a learning institution. 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3 says what?
2 Samuel chapter 23,
what?
Verse 1 to 3.
What does it say?
Now these be the last words of David.
These be the last words of David.
David, the son of Jesse, said.
What did he say?
The man who was raised up on high.
David was raised up on high. Go ahead and read.
The anointed of Yahweh of Israel.
Oh, David was anointed of Yahweh of Israel. Go ahead.
And the sweet summits of Israel.
Yes.
Say it. Verse 2. The spirit of Yahweh spake by me.
The spirit of Yahweh spake by me. Now, he's going to give you a definition of the spirit right now.
And his word was in my tongue.
Oh, his word was in his tongue. What did he say?
Verse 3.
What?
Yahweh of Israel.
What?
Said.
What did he say?
The rock of Israel spake to me.
The rock of Israel spake to me.
He that ruleth over man must be just.
Now, let's go and go to Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. So whatever David said, let's see, did the Almighty back him up on what he just said for King Israel. Let's run to and see, did Yahweh back him up on everything he says in Matthew 12, 31, and 32, 36, 37. Let's go take a look at that.
Okay, we're going to Matthew chapter 12.
What does it say?
31, 32, 36, and 37.
What does it say?
Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 and 32.
What does it say?
Wherefore I say unto you,
what?
All matter of sin and blasphemy should be forgiven unto man.
Uh-huh.
But the blasphemy against the righteous spirit,
yes,
should not be forgiven unto men and women.
Go ahead.
Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man.
Now, if you speak against the Son of Man, what can it say?
It should be forgiven him or her.
It'll be forgiven if you talk about the Son of Man. Go ahead.
But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit.
But if you speak against the righteous spirit.
Yes.
What?
It should not be forgiven him or her.
Go ahead.
Neither in this world.
In this world.
And neither in the world to come.
So if the righteous spirit says something, and you contradict what the righteous spirit said, what you got coming?
Hell.
In this world, or the world to come, you got nothing coming, right?
Nothing coming. That's
now, let's see what the righteous spirit told David to write in 119, verse 104. Let's see what he told David to write. And if you contradict what the righteous spirit told David, he said you got nothing coming in this world or the world come, right?
That's right.
Let's see what he told David to put down in his book for to be read today. 119:104. What's written?
Psalms chapter 119, verse 104.
What's written?
Through your precepts.
Through your what?
Through your precepts.
Through your precepts.
I get understanding.
Oh, go ahead.
Therefore, I hate every false way.
So David wrote that after the mental spirit told him to put this down. How you get understanding is through the precepts. Then he said, if you do it any other way, I hate it. So he's saying David is telling the children of Israel, if you handle his words, if you do it any other way, the Almighty hates it. That was the middle spirit brought down to David to do that. 119 verse 45, what it say? 119 verse 45 above T as well. Let's see what it says.
Psalms 119 verse 45.
Listen good.
And I would walk at liberty freedom, for I seek your precepts.
Oh, so David says, the only way he got to get freedom, what do you got to do?
You got to seek your precepts.
Verse 27.
Verse 27.
Listen.
Make me to understand the way of your precepts.
Make me to understand the way of your what?
Precepts.
Great.
So shall I talk of your wondrous works.
Then I can talk of your wonderful works after I understand what?
Precepts.
Verse 40, what does it say?
Verse 40.
What is it saying, verse 40?
Verse 40. Behold, look, I have longed after your precepts. Quicken me in your righteousness.
So I long after your precepts. Do what again with me?
Quicken me in your precepts.
Go ahead. Verse 87.
Verse 87.
they had almost consumed me upon earth.
They almost have consumed me on earth.
But I forsook not your precept.
But I stuck with your what?
Precept.
I stuck with your precept all the way in. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Verse 128 says what? What do 128 say?
Psalms 119, 128.
Listen good.
Therefore, I esteem, honor all your precepts.
I esteem, honor all your what?
Precepts. Concerning all things to be right. And I hate every false way.
168. What it says in 168?
168.
Listen good.
I have kept your precepts.
I kept your what?
Precepts.
Go ahead and read.
And your covenants.
Yes.
For all my ways are before me.
Okay, make it plain. Make it plain in 173. Make it plain according to the Bible, 173.
Psalms 119, 173.
Listen good.
Let your hand help me.
Let your hand help me.
For I have chosen your precepts.
Oh, so let your hand help me, because what you going to chose?
Precept.
So if you want to be helped by Yahweh, you got to chose his what?
Precept.
So he's saying, now David's speaking from the mouth of the missing spirit, saying if you want to be chosen and helped by Yahweh, what you got to do? What does the Bible say you got to do?
Choose your precept.
Which is a word for a commandment. I mean, otherwise, obey my instruction. So that's what he's saying. Obey my instruction, and my instruction is the precept. Now go back to Isaiah 28, that verse 10 as well. And we can look at verse 10 down to verse 13. I'm going to go a little further with this for you now. Let's see exactly. We're going a little bit further by going to Isaiah 28. And now we're going a little bit further now. Let's see, Isaiah 28, and we'll take it down to verse 13. Listen good.
Isaiah 28. Verse 9 to 13.
Take it to verse 10, and take it down to verse 13. Listen good what he's telling Isaiah the seer.
Isaiah the seer, chapter 28, verse 10 to 13.
What he say?
For precept must be upon precept.
Yes.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Go ahead.
Hear a little.
Hear a little.
And dare a little.
Dare a little.
Verse 11.
What?
For with stammering lips.
Yes.
And another tongue.
Yes.
Will he speak to his people.
He said his people are going to lose their native tongue called Semitic. But I'm going to speak to them in another tongue.
Yes.
And let's see what he says behind this other tongue they're going to get. What he say?
Verse 12.
What?
To whom he said.
What he say?
This is a rest. Wherewith? You may cause the weary to rest.
He said, just what you cause the weary to rest. Now, we're going to show you when you got a rambling mind and you weary, this what will cause you to have rest.
Yeah.
Let's see what will cause you to have rest. Go ahead and read.
And this is the refreshing.
And this is the refreshing. So this rest will give you refreshing. Let's see what that is. Keep reading.
Yet they would not hear.
But they what?
Would not hear.
So they don't want to hear the refreshing and how to get rest. They want to use the rhyming and go outside the book and come up with an interpretation outside the book. But they want to ignore the rest he's telling you that you can find by doing what? Come on.
Verse 13.
What?
But the word of Yahweh was unto them.
But the word of Yahweh was to them. What?
Precept upon precept.
Oh, the word of Yahweh says what?
Precept upon precept.
Precept on precept.
Precept on precept.
Go ahead.
Precept upon precept.
Go ahead.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
Line upon line.
What?
Hear a little.
Hear a little.
And dare a little.
And dare a little. So, when it's all said and done, it goes back to the precepts. Go hear a little bit. And dare a little bit. Read a little bit more.
Yes. That they might go and fall backwards and be as broken and snared and taken.
And the ones that don't do the precept, they're going to do what? What are they going to do?
Fall backwards.
They're going to do what? They're going to fall what?
Backwards.
They're going to fall backwards.
Yes.
And?
Being broken.
And they're going to be broken.
And snared.
And they're going to be snared.
And taken.
And they'll be taken in the mind. because then you will contradict what the Bible is saying, and all you got to do is go in the Bible and see what he said. And what he says in verse Psalm 119, verse 69. What do we say? All we got to do is burn the midnight oil on what the Bible says, not what man says. Let's see what he says in 119.
Psalm 119, verse 69.
Listen to this.
The proud have forged a lie.
The proud have forged a lie.
Have what?
Have forged a lie. Go ahead and read.
Against me.
A what?
Against me.
Go ahead and read.
But I will keep your precepts with my whole mind.
Oh, so he says, what again? Who did what in verse 69?
What?
Psalms
119, verse 69.
What it say?
The proud have forged a lie against me.
The proud have forged a lie against me. Go ahead and read.
But I will keep your precepts with my whole mind.
I'm going to keep your what?
Precepts.
I'm going to keep the precepts. Because the liar is on the table telling you, you can go outside the Bible and get the answer to what Yahweh says. That's the liar's talk. Let's see what it says in verse 63.
Verse 63. What
it say?
For I am companion of all them that fear you.
Right.
And of them that keep your precepts.
So I behoove you to keep the precepts. All the answers we need is in the Bible. We don't have to go outside the Bible and get what he's saying.
How come if we get, like you say, if why want the water when you don't want the wet when you got to take the water to, or however you say it, how come when it comes to now this word precept, when we go look it up and do research on it, we can't use it in class, but any other word that they don't understand, hold on, run priest, you hear what I'm saying? But any other word, like, hold on, look that up. Somebody got to look the word up and we'll read it, and then we flow with it. But now when it comes to the word precept, and it means something, which means the only thing we're saying the same thing, but it's just so much sophistication up here, you know. Sometimes it's just why I started breaking down a little language terms. I know I'm not wise up here, period, guy. Nobody. So that's why I was sent to say what I had to say, because y'all going to go against it anyway. The mouth's already new. The word precept only means his command. That's all. And you opened and said your mouth, then you brought up something David said. Even not even read what David said. David writes the commandments of Yahweh's spirit, but if we want to use precept, it's fine. But you all are making it like the word commandment is a polluted word. Prove to me that's polluted, and Yahweh is going to prove to y'all. Y'all ain't real. A lot of y'all ain't real. So let's do who's faking phony. I got on purpose that on purpose. Let's do who's faking phony and let Yahweh be the judge.
Okay, well, let's deal with the word. Commanded. No, let's do Bible. We do Bible all the time. We do Bible.
What's wrong with that? Now, what's wrong with when we see the word? What's wrong with it? What if there's a person in here don't know what the word precept mean, and we just so happy know the Bible frontwards and backwards, but ain't living it that way? But it's a little easier for a person when they see that word commandment and they're just coming in here learning how to live. Maybe that, okay, command. I don't see precept, but maybe, oh, okay, let me try with the Ten Commandments. I'm going to try. I know y'all are getting there. But anyway, let me try with the Ten Commandments. Let me try this, okay, maybe a precept or whatever, but I'm going to start with commandments. Let me start with these ten right here. Because if y'all can't accept them ten, I don't care how many precepts you know, I bet you y'all will get in. In the name of y'all, now that's the right to fit for it. More against
the lesson
who really is.
Okay. Let's go back.
Let me get
You got something to read?
Don't call nobody speaking on me.
Call. You got something to read?
What are you reading?
Read what you read.
Let's read from it.
I'm on going to read Torah.
I ain't going outside of Moses right now. You can follow Torah, not ever. But I'm staying right here. I'm going to stay right here with the one my master told me. You got Moses in the fear. Listen to them there in the fear that I know. Them right there up in here, they use the word command. That's why I ain't tell Moses to tell the people to precept. Moses went down and told them what Yahweh said. Yahweh ain't tell them, oh, y'all got a precept. He told them what Yahweh said. And they said, oh, that Yahweh said we will do and be obedient. Now, teach me how to live.
Okay, good.
What
you working with?
Sarai,
chapter 6.
Right. And then I hope you have something from Moses
to
this to me, because that's the only way I can
get this.
Okay.
Sarai,
Now, everybody got something in
right
now. Everybody jump in.
Whatever.
All right.
Don't go to
the rod. Sirach chapter 6, verse 2.
What's
that? Extol not yourself in the counsel of thine own mind.
Yes.
That your soul be not torn in pieces as a bull standing alone. Verse 7. If thou shouldest get a friend, prove him first, and be not haste to credit him.
Okay, good.
Oh, now,
let's go back and take a look at something in the 19th chapter of Exodus, but here, let's go to the 19th chapter of Exodus. We go on to the 19th chapter of Exodus. And let's do a little reading in the 19th chapter of Exodus, stick around about verse 3. Let's see, can we take care of a little bit of that in writing.
The second book of the heavenly tablets, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 3.
Yes.
And Moses went up unto Yahweh.
Yes.
And Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying,
what did he say?
Thus you say unto the nation, family of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel.
So this is what you tell the family of Israel. Go ahead.
And tell the children of Israel.
What?
Verse 4.
What?
You have seen what I did unto the Mizraimites.
You seen what I did to the Mizraimites. Go ahead.
And I bare your eagle wing.
Yes.
And brought you unto myself.
Go ahead.
Verse 5. Now therefore, if you obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant.
And keep my what?
Covenant.
So Yahweh said, make sure you keep my
covenant.
Covenant.
Because it's a covenant of death in here, really.
Okay,
well,
go ahead and read.
Then shall you be.
Well, he explained what covenant he's talking about shortly.
Okay.
So
Verse 5.
What do you say?
And you shall be. Then shall you be a peculiar, special treasure unto me above all people.
So he's saying in verse 5, the way you be a special people to him, you got to keep his what?
Covenant.
Now, let's go to verse 6, and let's see who he's talking to. To be a special people to him, you got to keep his covenant. Verse 6. Let's see.
And you should be unto me a kingdom of priests.
Now, if you keep my covenant, what is your position to be?
A kingdom of priests.
Go ahead and read.
And a righteous, pure nation.
Yes.
These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
And these are the words you shall speak to the children of who?
Of Israel.
So they're going to be a kingdom of priests to me. Let's go to the book of Malachi, and let's find out, let's precept that to Malachi and see exactly what is you saying about being a kingdom of priests.
Yeah.
We go on to the book of Malachi and see what is you saying about being a kingdom We're gonna preach up the Bible to Malachi 2, verse number 7. Now pick it up at verse number 4 down to verse 7. Let's see what he says here.
The book of Malachi is here, chapter 2, verse 4 through 7.
Let's see what he says.
And you should know that I have sent this Torah instruction.
Yes.
Unto you,
yes.
That my covenant might be with Levi, said Yahweh of hosts.
So my covenant is with Levi. My covenant is with Levi. Go ahead and read. Verse 5.
My covenant was with him of life and peace.
So I gave a covenant to Levi, and it falls the last him to life and give him peace, right?
Yes.
What does it say?
And I gave them to him for the fear therewith he feared me and was afraid before my name.
Go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
The Torah, Torah instructions of truth, was with his mouth,
uh-huh.
was in his mouth.
Go ahead.
And sin was not found in his lips.
Uh-huh.
He walked with me in peace and equity.
Go ahead.
It did turn many away from sin.
Many away. Go ahead and read.
Verse 7.
What did it say?
For the priest's lips.
The priest's lips.
Should keep knowledge.
The priest's lips should keep what?
Knowledge.
Pray and read.
And they should seek the Torah instructions. First five books at his mouth.
Uh-huh.
But he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts.
So the priest supposed to make sure he always check with the what books?
The Torah instructions, first five books.
So that's when you got knowledge, when you check in the first five books to see whatever he's saying, you can find it in the first five books. And that we're reading?
Yes, sir.
So if you got any kind of question to research, he said if you're going to be a priest of Yahweh, where you go and do your research at? The first five books.
Right?
And what
did
he say next? What happened next? Verse 8.
Verse 8. But you are departed out of the way.
But you are departed out of the way. Go ahead.
You have caused many to stumble.
At the what?
At the Torah instructions. First five
first,
books.
So you have caused many to stumble at the first five books. Because in the first five books, I said man live by everything I say.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
What did he say next?
You have corrupted the covenant of Levi.
Oh, you want to corrupt the covenant of Levi. Because if you want to research anything by being a priest or a priestess, you must go seek out the first five books. And that what he's saying?
Yes, sir.
And what he's saying next?
Verse 9.
What?
Verse 9.
What he's saying?
Therefore have I also made you contemptible.
Oh, so Yahweh will make a person that do not do the first five books to get their answer, he'll make them what kind of way?
Contemptible.
They'll be contemptible. They will do everything they can. They don't have a scripture, but they'll do anything they can to avert you from the scripture. Go ahead and read verse 9 again.
Malachi chapter 2, verse 9.
Listen good.
Therefore, have I also made you contemptible.
And you be contemptible. Look at that word called contemptible. Let's see what that word means.
We can get the wet while we water while we can't get the wet.
Okay.
Come on now, let's do it.
Let's look up that word. See that word contemptible means.
Yes, that word you're looking up. Come on now.
Let's look it up and see what he's saying. Let's see what the word contemptible means.
Okay,
let's see what it means now, Brother Yahweh.
Okay, folks, go outside the Bible now.
We're going to see what this word means. What's the word contemptible mean?
You mean contemptible? Come on, we're going to man. What man got to say? Okay.
We're going to
see
what this word means.
Contemptible. Deserving contempt. Or despicable. Despicable.
The what?
Despicable.
Oh, go ahead,
read.
Yeah, deserving contempt. Despicable.
So the word contemptible means a person that's what?
Despicable.
Despicable. That means we'll have more to say with no book open than a book open.
Well, we know what...
Go ahead and read. So that word contemptible means, that means a person will, they will not have a precept or a commandment to show you. They got all mouth to tell you. What they can tell you is only mouth. Verse 9, go ahead.
Verse 9. Malachi chapter 2, verse 9.
Listen good.
Therefore have I also made you contemptible.
I made you contemptible. Go ahead.
And base.
And what kind of way?
And base.
And base. Go ahead.
Before all the people.
Go ahead.
According as you have not kept my ways.
Oh, you're not going to keep my ways. Go ahead.
But have been partial in the Torah instruction.
That means that you're not going to go and look at the Torah instruction and get the answer. You're going to go find Esau and his five sons and see what he got to say. You see that? So the bottom line is, when you contemptible, what you will do, you will not go into the first five books and get the answer of the commandment.
There
you go. You'll go outside the book and come up with a teaching that's outside the book. But he told the people that wrote outside the book what you're supposed to do according to him anyway. Let's go to Psalm 50. Let's see, he told David about the ones outside of his book. He told David something about anybody that got a statement outside of my book, what you're supposed to do in that case. We're going to Psalm chapter 50. And we're going to look at 50, and we're going to look at verse number, picking up at verse 16 and 17 now, Brother T is left. Let's see what he says about those that go outside of my book.
Psalm chapter 50,
verse 16 and 17. What does it say?
But unto the wicked.
But unto the who?
The wicked.
What do you say to the wicked?
Yahweh said.
What?
What has you to declare? What has you to do to declare my statutes?
What?
Or that you should have taken my covenant in your mouth.
He said the wicked should not even have my covenant in their mouth.
Why?
Go ahead and read.
17.
Why?
Since you hated instruction.
Oh, they hate what?
Instruction.
They hate instruction. Go ahead.
And casts my words behind you.
And they casts my words behind you. So that means when a person is contemptible, they don't want to do the instruction that he passed out. And what did he say in the 12th chapter, verse number 48? What did he say in Matthew chapter 12, verse 48 through 50, above T as well?
Matthew chapter 12.
Yeah, verse 48 down to verse 50. What do he say?
Matthew chapter 12, verse 48 through 50.
What does it say?
But he answered and said unto them that told him.
No, go to 12, 48 and 50.
Matthew chapter 12?
Yeah, verse 48 through 50.
That was
what
it.
Say?
Yeah, that was it. That's what I was reading. Matthew chapter
12. You and all, well, make it St. John. Make it St. John. 12:48-50.
I'm looking at St. John. I don't know why I'm saying Matthew.
Look what it says in 12:48-50.
What does it say? John chapter 12, verse 48 through 50.
What does it say?
He that rejected me, he or she that rejected me,
yeah,
and received not my word,
go ahead,
but had one that judged him or her, the word that I have spoken, the same to judge him or her in the last day.
So what's going to judge you in the last day?
The word.
The word is what's going to judge you. And the word is in this book. This is what's going to judge you when?
In the last day.
Go ahead and read.
49.
Okay.
49.
What?
But I have not spoken of myself.
I ain't spoken of myself.
But the Father which sent me.
But the Father that sent me.
He gave me a commandment to our instruction.
He gave me a commandment. The Father gave me a commandment. Go ahead and read.
That I should say.
Uh-huh.
And what I should speak.
So the Father gave me a commandment that I should speak. Go ahead.
50.
What does it say?
For I know that his Torah instruction, commandment, is life.
So we know that the commandment, the Torah instruction, is life. Go ahead and read.
Everlasting.
Everlasting.
Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
So all the way you will know his Torah instruction, his commandments, you got to precept your Bible to understand his covenant. You got to precept the Bible to understand his command and his covenant. You got to precept your Bible. Now, so now, let's go to the 13, let's go to 58 chapter, verse 13. Let's go and see what it says in Isaiah 58, verse 12. Let's see what it says for our tears. 58, verse 12, down to verse 14. Let's see what the Bible says.
We're going to Isaiah 58, verse 12 to 14.
What does it say?
Isaiah is here, chapter 58, verse 12 to 14.
Say?
And they that should be of you,
yeah,
should build the old waste places.
Where?
You should raise up the foundations of many generations.
So Somebody got to lay the foundation up of many
generations.
Let's see what he got written about that. Go ahead.
And you should be called the repair of the breach.
So you have to have a ministry to be called the repair of the breach. Go ahead.
The restore of paths of dwelling.
Go ahead and read.
13.
What?
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath.
But if you turn your way your foot from the Sabbath day.
From doing your pleasure.
Oh, to do whose pleasure?
Your pleasure.
Your pleasure.
On my righteous pure day.
For what reason?
On my righteous pure day.
On my righteous pure day.
It should call this Sabbath a delight.
Call the Sabbath day a delight.
The righteous pure of Yahuwah.
Honorable.
It should honor him.
Honor him.
Not doing your own ways.
So on the Sabbath day, you don't do what?
Your own ways.
So on the Sabbath day, you don't do your own ways on the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
Nor find your own pleasure.
And you don't find your own pleasure on the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
Nor speak in your own words.
And you don't speak your own ways on the Sabbath day. Go ahead.
14.
What?
Then should you delight yourself in Yahuwah.
Then you be delighted in Yahuwah. Go ahead.
And I will cause you to rise upon the high place.
Uh-huh. Then Yahuwah do what?
I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth.
And who said that? Really?
And feed you with the heritage of Israel, your father.
Go ahead.
For the mouth of Yahuwah has spoken it.
Read that again. Read that from the top again. Verse 13 again.
Isaiah said, chapter 58, verse 13.
Listen to it.
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath.
If you turn your foot from the Sabbath.
Yeah.
From doing your pleasure on my righteous pure day.
Yeah. Your pleasure. All of that your mind made up on his day.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And call the Sabbath a delight.
The Sabbath day for be a gathering to be a what?
Delight.
A delight, not a debate. Go ahead and read.
The righteous pure of Yahuwah.
The righteous pure of who?
Of Yahuwah.
Yahuwah. Go ahead and read.
Honorable.
Honorable.
It shall honor him.
And on the Sabbath day, we're supposed to honor.
Only Yahuwah.
Yahuwah.
Go ahead and read.
Not doing your own ways.
You don't do your own ways. Go ahead.
Nor find your own pleasure.
You don't find your own pleasure. Go ahead.
Nor speaking your own words.
And you do not speak your own ways. Your own words. Then what happened next?
14.
What?
Then should you delight yourself in Yahuwah.
Then you delight yourself in Yahuwah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth.
And then I will cause you to ride on the high place of the earth. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
Yes.
We're going to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and pick up verse 1. We're going to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1, verse 2 as well.
Ecclesiastes
chapter 5, verse 1. Let's see what he says.
Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1.
Let's see what he says. Now, Solomon is the wisest man in the world according to 2 Chronicles 1, verse 7. Yahuwah gave him this wisdom. And let's see what Solomon, after he received his wisdom, what did he put in his book after he received the wisdom? And Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. What do you say
there? Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 through 5.
Listen good.
Keep your foot when you go into the temple of Yahuwah.
Listen.
And be more ready to hear.
Do what?
Be more ready to hear.
Be ready to hear. Go ahead.
Then to give the sacrifice of food.
Oh, to give a sacrifice of what?
Of food.
Go ahead and read.
For they consider not that they do evil.
They don't consider that they do evil. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
What he said, 2?
Be not rash with your mouth.
He said, do not be rash with your mouth.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah.
And don't let your mind utter anything before Yahuwah, really?
For Yahuwah is in heaven.
Yahuwah is in heaven.
And you upon earth.
Listen good.
Therefore, let your words be few.
Let your words be what?
Few.
Read again, 5, 1 and 2 again.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
Listen good.
Keep your foot when you go into the temple of Yahuwah.
Listen.
And be more ready to hear.
Be ready to do what?
Be more ready to hear.
Be ready to have big ears and little mouth. Go ahead and read.
And to give the sacrifice of food.
Oh, that sacrifice of food. If you turn in verse to verse, you have big mouth and little ears. Read. your rattles with the mouth.
Yeah.
And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah.
Yeah.
For Yahuwah is in heaven.
Yahuwah is in heaven.
And you upon earth.
And you on earth.
Therefore, let your words be few.
Let your word be what?
Be few.
Go ahead and read some more.
Verse 3.
What?
For a dream cometh through the multitude of business.
Uh-huh.
And a fool's voice is known by multitudes of words.
Oh, how do you recognize a fool?
By multitudes of words.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 4. Will you vow to vow unto Yahuwah?
Will you vow to vow to Yahuwah now?
Defer not to pay it.
Go ahead.
For he have no pleasure in food.
Yahuwah got no pleasure
what
in food. Go ahead.
What covenant we are
go ahead.
Pay that but you had vowed.
Go ahead, read.
Five. Better is it. Better is it that you should have not vowed.
I have a question.
Did you should have vowed and not paid.
Okay. Okay, go down. Go to 15 verse 40. In 1 Corinthians, let's get down.
What covenant are we under? Are we still under the covenant of circumcision? Or the covenant
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40.
Let's
see if we're reading. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40.
Let me say 15, verse 40.
There also is ecclesial body. And body is Cheshire.
Those that
remove the word
commandment that he kept saying, that's a
great. Read
that
again.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40.
What
is
saying?
There are also ecclesial bodies. And the bodies.
Make it 14, verse 40. Let's
hear it
saying 14, verse 40.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40.
What is saying?
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Let all things be done. What kind of way?
Decently and in order.
Read that again.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
You folks will always do things. What kind of way, Bucky?
Decently and in order.
You always do things decently and in order. That's how you operate through the Bible. Now go to 2 Peter. Chapter 2, make it 1 Peter chapter 2, and pick with verse 10. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
1 Peter.
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
1 Peter.
Yeah.
Chapter 2, verse 10.
Let's see what it says.
Which in time past were not a people, but now.
What you read? What you read?
He said.
Well, let me see. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2.
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
And it reads.
What it reads?
But chiefly them that walk after the flesh and the lust of uncleanness. And despise government.
They despise what? Leadership.
That's right.
Read that again.
Second Peter chapter 2, verse 10.
What?
But chiefly, death that walk after the flesh.
What they do?
And the lust of uncleanness.
What they do?
And despise government.
They despise leadership. Go ahead.
Yeah. But substance are they self-willed.
And what kind of will are they?
Self-will.
And they be self-will. Go ahead.
They are not afraid to speak evil of dignity.
And dignity means leadership. They always will speak against leadership. Go ahead and read.
Verse 11. Whereas ministering spirits, which are greater in power and might, bring not valid accusation against them before Yahuwah.
So that's the last thing you're supposed to bring is an accusation against leadership. Go ahead and read.
Verse 12.
What do you say?
But these as natural brute beasts.
Well, what you call them, the one bring accusation, they get what? What they call them, according to the Bible?
But these as natural brute beasts.
Go ahead and read.
Made to be taken.
That made to be what?
Made to be taken and destroyed. And destroyed.
And taken and do what?
And destroyed.
Pray and read.
Speak evil of those things that they understand not.
They speak evil on things they understand not. Go ahead and read.
It should utterly perish in their own corruption.
And they're going to perish in their own corruption. Go ahead and read.
13.
What does it say?
And should receive the reward of unrighteousness.
And they're going to receive the reward of unrighteousness. Go ahead.
And they count it pleasure. To riot in the daytime.
Oh, they call pleasure what?
To riot in the daytime.
Oh, they call pleasure to come in a class and have their mouth going instead of listening to those of leadership bring the words to take. Go ahead and read.
Spot.
What they are?
Spot.
They are what?
Spot.
They are spot. Go ahead and read.
They are blemish.
They are blemish.
Sporting themselves.
They sporting themselves, Fred.
But they all deceivers.
And they got their own deceivers.
Why they cease with you.
Uh-huh, go ahead and read.
Verse 14. Have your eyes full of adultery.
Go ahead and read.
And they cannot cease from sin.
Go ahead, they can't cease from sin. And what is the biblical definition of sin?
Yeah.
Go back to Ecclesiastes 5, 1 and 2. Let's see what sin is.
Oh,
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, 1
and 2. What does it say?
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
What does it say? Keep your foot when you go into the temple of Yahuwah.
Listen.
And be more ready to hear.
Be ready to what?
Be more ready to hear.
Be ready to hear.
They're to give sacrifice of food.
Go ahead and read.
But they consider not that they do evil.
They not consider they're doing evil. Go ahead.
Verse 2. Be not rash with your mouth.
Be not rash with the mouth.
And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
For Yahuwah is in heaven.
Yeah.
And you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
Let your words be how many?
Few.
Verse 5.
Verse 5.
What does it say?
Better is it that you should not bow.
Better if you should not bow.
Than that you should vow and not pay.
Go ahead.
Verse 6. Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
Suffer not your mouth to cause your what?
Your flesh to sin.
Go ahead and read.
Neither say you before the ministering spirit.
What's that?
That it was an error.
That was an error.
Yeah. Wherefore, should Yahuwah be angry at your voice?
Yahuwah be angry at your voice.
And destroy the work of your hand.
And destroy the works of your hand.
Yeah.
That was Yahuwah saying. Now, come on back to that 2 Peter again, give it a little bit more. So, when you come in the temple of Yahuwah, always be ready to hear, not to tell something, but to hear something.
Mm.
Go ahead and read.
I'm at the middle of verse 14.
What is it saying, verse 14? Call your verse out.
2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 14.
What is it say?
Have your eyes full of adultery.
Go ahead.
They cannot cease from sin.
Go ahead.
Beguiling unstable souls.
Oh,
lies.
What they get their hands on?
Beguiling unstable lies.
They look for a stable soul. They find somebody that they can get in their ear and they let them bring the bone from outside to inside. They will find somebody, and that's what I said earlier in class, early part of the class, if you got to find somebody to put that on, who best fit that description? And we asked that earlier, didn't we? So, so that is in writing. Do you look for somebody unstable? They will always go with anything that they can't read. And they will bring your message. Read it. Read it again.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14.
What is it saying?
Have eyes full of adultery.
You read that already. Go ahead.
And they cannot cease from sin.
Go ahead.
Beguiling unstable lives.
And they do what?
He got it, unstable lives.
All the ones that are unstable. They'll hear something that sounds good, and they'll run with that. But in the Bible, they'll never do the 17, verse 10 and 11. What did it say that mother did up his left? Acts chapter 17, 10 and 11. This is how you, this is what you're supposed to do when it comes down to Yahweh's book. Let's go to Acts chapter 17, verse 10 and 11. What did it say?
Acts chapter
17. Verse 10 and 11. What did it say?
Verse 10 and 11.
What did it say?
Verse 10,
3. What it read?
And the brothers immediately sent away Paul and Silas
what is that?
By night unto Beer. So coming hither, went into the temple of Yahda Judah.
Yeah.
Verse 11.
What it say?
These were more noble than those in Thessalonica.
Go ahead.
And that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and search the scriptures daily.
And done what?
Search the scriptures daily.
You got to do what again?
Search the scriptures daily.
And?
Whether those things were so.
So you got to find out if something is so, you got to do what again?
Search the scriptures.
You got to search the scripture. If something you believe is not so, you got to search the scripture to see where you stand at. You got to search the scripture. And how you doing in 14 verse 40 of Corinthians? And how you do it? 1 Corinthians 14 verse 40. So when you feel something is not right, you go to search the scripture to see if it's so. You, this is how you do it. Search the scripture. What it say in 14 verse 40?
1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 40.
Listen, God.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Oh, and how you do it decently in order? You search the scripture to see if it's so. That's how you do it. You go in the Bible and see if it's so. Is that what we believe? How you do it? Now let's go to 2 Timothy 3. Let me show you the benefit of doing it that way. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15 and 16. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Let's see what the Bible says you do. And then see if you search the scriptures daily, what would happen for you if you search the scriptures daily.
Yeah.
Let's see what it got written in 3, 15 and 16. What it got written?
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
Listen, God.
15 and 16.
What it say?
Verse 15.
What it say?
And from a child, thou hast known the righteous scripture.
Oh, you know the what?
The righteous scripture.
Oh, the righteous scripture. Go ahead and read.
Which are able to make you wise unto salvation.
Oh, what make you wise again?
Scriptures.
Not going outside of the scripture. What make you wise is going inside of the scripture. This will make you wise, read.
Unto salvation.
And if
it
takes you
away,
and you get a little salvation, go ahead.
Through the covenant,
which
is in
your body. Oh, so if you want to be wise, and you got a problem in the body, you got to do what again?
Do you understand the concept?
And that'll make you what?
Wise.
Wise. That's all you got to do is search the scripture, and that'll make you wise. Because the scripture don't contradict nothing. So if you want to be wise, you go in the Bible and see what the Bible says. Not what man says, what did Yahweh say? Now go to 28 verse 10. Well, to Israel, Proverbs 28 verse 10. Proverbs 28 verse 10. See, if you want to be wise, you go find the scripture, and the scripture is not going to contradict what we're saying. But when you go outside the book by somebody else, it's always going to contradict what the Bible says. What is
that's
it
right.
28 verse 10 about T Israel Proverbs?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 10. Whoso causes the righteous to go astray in an evil way.
So if you cause the righteous to go astray in an evil way,
he or she shall fall him or herself into his own pit.
That blood will be on your hands. When you cause the righteous to go astray and not keeping the Sabbath day, whatever happened to that brother is on your hand.
Yes.
Because the brother confused, he said, because you can speak good outside of the Bible, never show you what's written inside the Bible, and he go with everything you bring to him, and he bring it to class.
That's right.
But remember what he said in verse 10 again. Read it again.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 10.
Listen to that.
Whoso caused the righteous to go astray.
The righteous go astray.
In an evil way.
In what kind of way?
In an evil way.
What will happen to them?
He or she shall fall him or herself to his own pit.
Meaning that blood would be on your hand when you got the brother confused about keeping the Sabbath day decent and in order. So now, 14 verse 40
of
1 Corinthians.
He called me to tell me about what's going on here.
Now, well, he'd be lying.
That's
okay. Hold on. That's how you roll.
14
verse 40.
All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
Verse 40.
Let all things.
What kind of way?
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Everything will be done decent and in order. The teachers are then praised, and when we got a question, we will acknowledge your answer through the pages of the book. But when we give it out through the pages of the book, then you don't want to accept. Now, come on back to Mark 7 and pick up verse 7 down 13. When we give the answer according to the Bible, but that Bible don't fit what you're saying, then you kick against what you read. 7 verse 7 down to verse 13. Listen good.
Mark chapter 7 verse 7 down to 13.
Listen good.
How be it in vain?
Yes.
Do they worship me?
Hot bread.
Teaching for doctrines the commandments of man.
And you go outside of the book to get the covenant, the Bible, you teaching the what?
The commandments of man.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 8.
What?
For laying aside the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
You laying beside the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
Yes. You hold the traditions of man.
You hold the traditions of men.
Yes. As the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do. Verse 9. And he said to them,
what?
For well you reject the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
For well you reject the Torah instruction of Yahweh.
That you may keep your own tradition.
You will keep your own tradition by talking out when the class is in session. Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
For Moses said.
What Moses said?
Honor your father and your mother.
Yeah.
For whosoever curses father or mother.
Now let's precept that. Hold that part right there. Hold it. A, B, or B to go to the fifth chapter. Let's precept that in 1 Timothy 5:1-19-20. Let's precept that. He said, honor your mother and your father, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what it says in 1 Timothy 5:1-19-20.
Yeah.
Let's read that. Hey, dear Peter, let's see what he got written in 1 Timothy 5:1-19-20.
1 Timothy 5:1-19-20.
Yes, see what he say.
Verse 1. Rebuke not an elder.
He said, rebuke not an elder. That means don't correct an elder.
That's right.
Go ahead.
But entreat him.
Now, this is Paul talk. Hold on. Let's see. Can Paul make a statement like that? Back up to Galatians chapter 1. Well, chief, let's see. That's a powerful thing he just said. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What gave Paul the right to tell you do not rebuke an elder? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1 and see where did Paul get that statement from? Why should we listen to Paul and Paul tell you what not to do?
Yeah.
Let's go find out. What gives Paul the right to say that in verse 15 and 16? Galatians 1:15-16. Who is this guy talking like that? Galatians 1:15-16.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. But when it pleased Yahweh, who separate me from my mother's womb, and called me by his mercy.
By his mercy. To do what?
To reveal his son in me. That I might teach him among the nations.
Go ahead.
Immediately, I confederate not with flesh and blood.
So Paul was raised from the womb to tell, to sit up. Now go to Titus 1:5. Now go to Titus 1:5. So Paul was raised from the womb to do this. But see, in Titus 1:5.
I was going to Titus.
Let's talk about Paul for a minute. 1 verse 5.
Titus chapter 1, verse 5.
What does it say?
For this cause, left I ye in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are wanting.
So Paul was raised from the womb to look out among the congregation and was able to tell them to set this in order. And do what again?
Order the things that are wanting.
Uh-huh.
And ordain elders in every city.
Oh, so Paul had the power to ordain elders in every city.
Yes.
Right?
Is that?
So Paul, he anointed Timothy and Titus, right?
Yes.
So now he anointed Titus or Timothy. Now what he said again to Timothy? Now we got Paul's resume. So Paul now is instructing Timothy how to operate in Yahweh's word. Let's see what he's saying. Come on out. Now come on again. Now we are laying him out. Let's see what Yahweh told the minister spirit to tell Paul, to tell Timothy what? Come on now, ABLP. Now we'll set the table now. What did he say? What you was reading? You was reading 2 Timothy 5.
1 Timothy 5:1-2.
Okay. 1 Timothy 5:1-2. What does it say?
Verse 1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brothers.
So he said the first thing he told Timothy to tell the ministers and those that's in the congregation, the last thing you do is what?
Rebuke an elder.
So that was his message before he ignored anybody. The first thing you're supposed to do is not do what?
Rebuke.
So you don't correct leadership. You don't correct leadership. Y'all what we got so far?
Uh-huh.
And what else next?
But entreat him as a father.
Go ahead.
And the younger men as brothers.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. The elder women as mothers.
Go ahead.
The younger as sisters.
So you're supposed to make sure when you see the elder women in class, you address them as what?
Mother.
According to the Bible. Read verse 2 again. Read verse 2 again. Now read a little loud. You're reading too low. Read a little loud. So the elder women automatically be called what?
Mothers.
What verse is that again?
Verse 2.
Read again, verse 2.
1 Timothy 5:2. The elder women as mothers. The younger as sisters.
So that's why you see in this class we got the elder women called what?
Mothers.
So what are we reading that from?
1 Timothy 5:2.
Now read 1:2 again then. Read it again.
Rebuke not an elder.
Rebuke not an elder.
But entreat him as a father.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And the younger
men
as brothers.
And the younger men as brothers. Go ahead.
Verse 2. The elder women as mothers.
The elder women as what?
Mothers.
So you don't put them on a first name basis with you. You put them as what?
Mothers.
Go ahead. Read.
The younger as sister.
And the youngest as what?
Sister.
Oh, go ahead and read.
With all purity.
With all purity. So that's why we got mothers in the class, and we honor them according to 5 verse 2 as mothers.
That's
why you hear everybody, the mother is called the mother. The sisters is called the sisters. So we read this in 5 verse 2. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what does it say in verse 19 and 20?
Against
an elder, and what he's saying about not knowing knowledge, you say the brother always call you and tell you what's going on in the class.
Mm.
But if you understand that verse that's there, that verse says, do what again, verse 19?
Verse 19.
What is that? Against an elder, male, woman, or man.
That's right.
Elder, woman, elder, man that's been anointed. What? Because you say always he will call you and tell you what's going on, but you was responsible.
Like I said.
He'll make sure he calls you and tell you. Go ahead and read. Go ahead and read. Go ahead and read. Read that verse again. Go ahead. Go ahead. Read that verse again.
Verse 19.
A little bit louder. See, those that understand the scripture, we don't receive calls knowing that it's somebody from without even tell something that's without. We don't do that. Why so? Mother Eve, watch tomorrow, chapter 4, verse 9 through 11. Let me show you why we don't do that. Let me show you why we don't do that. We don't leave our message to those that's without. Let's go what it says in Mark 4, 9 through 11. What it says in Mark chapter 4, 9 through 11, that Mother Eve.
And he said unto them,
what?
He that has
ear,
to hear.
He said, if you got an ear, let him hear. What?
Let's see, it says 58, 13, and 14 on the Sabbath day. Isaiah is here, chapter 58, verse 13 and 14.
What does it say?
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath,
yes,
from doing your pleasure on my righteous pure day,
your pleasure on my righteous day,
and call to the Sabbath a delight.
The Sabbath day is going to be working out of way.
Delight.
Delight.
The righteous of Yahuwah.
It's the righteous of who?
Yahuwah.
Go ahead and read.
Honorable.
Honorable.
And shall honor him.
And what you going to do on the Sabbath day?
Honor him.
Honor him.
Not doing your own way.
Don't do your own way.
Nor finding your own pleasure.
And don't find your own pleasure. Now go to Ezekiel chapter 20. Because he's going to tell Osir about the people. Let's 20 verse 2. Let's go to Ezekiel 20 verse 2 and read a little bit. Ezekiel 20 verse 2.
Ezekiel the seer, chapter 20 verse 2.
What does it say?
Then came the word of Yahuwah unto me saying.
So now the word of Yahuwah came to Ezekiel the seer saying. What does it say in verse 3?
Verse 3.
What?
Son of man.
Son of man.
Speak unto the elders of Israel.
Speak unto the elders of Israel.
And say unto them.
What?
Thus said Yahuwah.
What is thus said Yahuwah?
Are you come to inquire of me?
You come to inquire of me?
As I live, said Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
I will not be required of you.
I will not be required of you.
I'm coming in.
Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Go ahead.
Would you judge them?
Would you judge them?
Son of man.
Go ahead.
Would you judge them?
Go ahead.
Cause them to know the abominations of their father.
Cause them to understand the abomination of their father. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 9. Let's see what it says. That's a good thing. These bones come at the Sabbath. That's doing the will of the Father. Let's precept that. Romans. Romans chapter 12. That's a great thing. Romans chapter 12, 1, 2, or 3, Let's see what it says. That's a great thing. 12, 1, 2, and 3. What does it say? Let's see what it says. 12, 1, 2, and 3. What does it say? 1, 2, and 3.
I beseech you,
therefore,
brethren,
yeah,
by the graces of
your
Father,
go ahead,
that you present your body as a living
Present your body as a living sacrifice. Great.
Righteous.
Yeah. He said, you don't need no pat on the back by coming here to Sabbath. That's your what? That's your reason for it. Go ahead.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
And 6.
Keep your foot when you go into the temple of Yahuwah.
Yeah.
And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil.
Go ahead.
Verse 2. Be not rash with your mouth. And let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahuwah. For Yahuwah is in heaven. And you upon earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
Let your words be what?
Few.
Pray and read.
6.
What?
Suffer not your mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
Uh-huh.
Neither say you before the ministering spirit, that there was an error. Therefore, should Yahuwah be angry at your voice?
Yeah.
And destroy the work of your hand.
Uh-huh. So, what Yahuwah is saying is your reason of service to keep the Sabbath day. But he said, always make sure on your mind is the 1 Corinthians 14, verse 4. What did it say, Brother G?
Back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4.
1 First part, 14 part. Let's say.
First Corinthians. First Corinthians, chapter 14, verse 40.
Right.
Let all things be done decently and in order.
Let everything be done decently and order. We will get you there. We got three teachers in place and Cap 1. They will get you there. Whatever question you've got, you come to class, you throw them on the table, and they'll go in there according to the scripture and show you what the scripture says. About 2 Timothy chapter 3. Come on, 3:15 down to verse 16.
Okay, 2 Timothy.
The teachers in place, and all we ask to come in with big ears and a little mouth. We will answer the questions according to the scripture. 3:15 and 16, for 2 years later.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
Listen good.
And that from a child you have known the righteous scriptures,
mm-hmm.
which are able to make you wise unto the salvation through the covenant which is in Yahuwah the Son. Verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahuwah and is profitable for teaching and reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness.
Read that 16 again.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahuwah.
Yes.
It is profitable for teaching.
So, the what is profitable for teaching? The scriptures.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Yeah.
For reproof.
For reproof.
For correction.
For correction.
For instruction.
For instruction.
And righteousness.
And righteousness. And what is righteousness in the 6th chapter, verse number 25? And do the wrong. Now, what is righteousness?
Yeah.
So this is supposed to be done righteousness.
That's
what,
right.
What are you trying to say in Deuteronomy chapter 6? What are you trying to say in Deuteronomy 6? Pick it up at verse number 24 and 25. Let's see what he means.
The fifth book of the heavenly tablets, Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 24 and 25.
What does it say?
And Yahuwah commanded us.
Yahuwah commanded us
to do all these statutes.
Do all these statutes.
To fear Yahuwah.
Fear Yahuwah.
Yahuwah the Son, your King.
Yes.
For our good always.
Yes.
That you might preserve us alive as it is at this day.
And what does he say in verse 25?
25.
What?
And it should be our righteousness.
What's our righteousness?
If we observe to do all these Torah instructions.
If we do all these Torah instructions.
Before Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Son, our King.
Go ahead.
As he had commanded us.
So he had commanded us to do what?
Torah instruction.
Torah instruction. And what do we say in the Torah instruction in the 24th chapter, verse 1 and 8 of Leviticus? What do we say in 24, verse 1 and 8?
Leviticus 24.
Verse 1 and 8. Wait, tell us.
Leviticus chapter 24, verse 1 and verse 8. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say? Verse 8.
Verse 8. Every Sabbath.
Every Sabbath.
He or she shall set it in order before Yahuwah continually, being taken from the children of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
Now, Moses, E, read that again in the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2 of Romans. Read that again now. He said, every Sabbath, this is a command from Yahuwah. You set that in order. And then he said something in the 12th chapter of Romans 1 and 2. What did he say behind that?
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Yeah, what did he say?
I beseech you therefore, brethren,
yeah.
by the mercies of Yahuwah, that you present your body.
Your what?
Your body.
Your body.
A living sacrifice.
Go ahead.
Righteous, acceptable unto Yahuwah.
Yes.
Which is your reasonable service.
It is your what?
Reasonable.
That is your reasonable service. What?
And be not conformed to this world.
And don't be conformed to this world.
But be transformed.
How?
By the renewing
of your mind.
The renewing of your mind. So, go ahead.
Prove what is that good and acceptable. And
the
wheel of Yahuwah.
Oh, so you gotta make sure you prove what's acceptable to Yahuwah. He said, keep the Sabbath. day. It ain't about a pat on the back or who to your left or to your right.
Yeah.
It's not who like who and who don't like who.
Yeah.
It's keeping Saturday because it is an order from your mighty one, Yahweh.
Yeah,
come on, brother, let's go to the 21st chapter of Revelation, verse 14. Look what he says in 21:14 and 15.
All right, we're going to end time prophecy.
Yeah.
21:14 and 15.
What do you say?
Chapter 21, verse 14 and 15.
What
do you
say?
Pick up
verse
11. End time prophecy, Revelation chapter 21:11-14.
Listen to this.
Having the greatness, the righteousness of Yahweh. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal.
Wait a minute. You in 21:14?
Is that Revelation?
Yeah, you in 21:14?
You said pick up at verse 11.
Yeah, okay. Well, go ahead. Get down 13.
Yeah. Revelation chapter 21, verse 13.
What does it say?
On the east, three gates. And
wait,
on the...
Now, wait a minute. Go to 22 then.
Make it 22 and 11 through 14.
Let's see what that
says. Anti-prophecy, Revelation 22, verse 11 through
14.
He or she that is unjust,
yes.
Let him or her be unjust still.
Yes.
And he or she which is filthy, let him or her be filthy still.
Go ahead.
And he or she that is righteous, let him or her be righteous still.
Yes.
And he or she that is pure, let him or her be pure still.
Go ahead.
Verse 12, and behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
And my reward is with me.
Go ahead.
To give every man or woman according as his or her work should be.
So if you ain't got no work, then you ain't got nothing coming. Go ahead.
Verse 13.
What's that?
I am the beginning and the end,
yes.
The first and the last.
Go ahead.
Verse 14.
Listen to this.
Blessed are they that do his Torah instruction.
Blessing if you do the Torah instruction. Go ahead.
That they might have the right to the tree of life.
So you have the right to the tree of life, not caring who to your left, who to your right. That ain't no never mind. He says, blessing those that do what?
Torah instruction.
Go ahead and read.
That they might have the right to the tree of life.
Go ahead.
And may enter in through the gates unto the city.
And you will get in through the gates, not worry about who to your left, who to your right, who don't like me. That ain't got nothing to do with it, really.
Verse 15. For without the dog.
So if you were, when you was out, you were what?
A dog.
Go ahead, really.
And sorcerers.
And sorcerers.
And whoremongers.
And whoremongers.
And murderers.
And murderers.
And idolaters.
Go ahead.
And whosoever love it and make it a lie.
Oh, read that again.
Revelation, end time prophecy, 22, verse 15.
What does it say?
For without are dogs.
Anybody without, they are what?
Dogs.
Go ahead.
And sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
And whoremongers.
Whoremongers.
And murderers.
Murderers.
And idolaters.
And idolaters.
And so whosoever love it and make it alive.
Oh, then you can come up another way. It tells you in 6 verse 2 again, A, B, or B, that's a lot. It tells you in 6 verse 2 of Sarah. What did it tell you in 6 verse 2 of Sarah? What do it tell you in 6 verse 2 of Sarah? Sarah, 6 verse 2, what do it tell you? Yeah, what do it say? Fast up with Moses E and Proverbs 3 verse 5.
Yeah.
He said, don't help to store yourself in the counsel of your what?
Your own mind.
Go ahead and read.
That your soul be not torn in
peace. Yeah, as a what?
As a bull staggering along.
Oh, so I ain't got to be a Zephaniah 2:1. Read what that must be up Israel. Look at it says in Zephaniah 2:1. Look what the Bible says, Zephaniah 2:1. Backed up with Moses E over in Leviticus 23, verse 3. Zephaniah 2:1. Let's see the Bible say.
Zephaniah 2:1.
Let's see the Bible say.
Gather yourselves together.
Gather yourself together.
You gather together, all nations, not desire.
Because you really not desire. That's why they tell you, gather yourself together.
Yeah.
Don't stand back behind and throw stones from a distance. Gather yourself together, all nations, not desire. Leviticus 23, verse 3, read it.
Verse 3.
6 days
shall work be done.
6 days do all your work.
But the Sabbath day
is the Sabbath of
rest.
Is the Sabbath of what?
Rest.
Go ahead.
Righteous.
A righteous gathering.
Righteous gathering.
Not a backbiting gathering. The Sabbath day is a righteous gathering, not a backbite and who shot John gathering on the Sabbath day. Read that again.
Leviticus chapter
23. Verse 3. Read it again.
6 days shall work be done.
You got 6 days to do any kind of work you got to do.
But the Sabbath day
is the Sabbath of rest.
And righteous assembly.
And righteous gathering.
A righteous gathering.
Okay.
You shall do no work therein.
Why?
It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwelling.
So that's why he tell you on the Sabbath day, you don't come in with your own thing. You come in to have a righteous gathering. Any type of work you need to be done, you got 6 days to do that. Because the Sabbath day, you got to be decent and in order. You got 6 working days if you got a problem with anything and somebody will answer on the anointed camp will help you with that problem. But on the Sabbath day, you put all that to the side and come in honor him only on the Sabbath day. Not doing your own pleasure. That's what the 6 days is about. Whatever problem you got 6 days to call anybody of the anointed six camps and say, I got a problem with this thing. Can you help me out with it? They will answer that question. But when the Sabbath day comes, I'll put all this inside and whatever they got on the table, because look what it says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 1, 5 through 7, and 17 now from Kids. Let's see what it says. Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 1, 5 through 7, and 17. Listen good what it says.
The book of Hebrews, polluted word for Eber. Chapter 13, verse 1.
Now, Paul is invited to a great big Southern Kingdom temple, and Peter going to let him talk. Let's see what he says at the great big temple where the Israelites is at. 13, verse 1, 5 through 7, and verse 17 and 18.
That's right.
Listen to this.
Hebrews, the word for Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 1.
What it say?
Let brotherly love continue.
Let brother and sister love continue.
Continue.
Get down to 5 through 7.
Verse 5 through 7.
Listen good.
Let your conversation be without covenant.
Let your conversation be without covenant.
Yes. And be content with such things as you have.
And be content with what you got. Read. Yeah.
For he has said, I will never leave.
He said, as long as you play the way he tell you, he said he'll do what?
I will never leave you.
Go ahead and read.
Nor forsake you.
Go ahead and read.
Verse 6.
What?
So that we may boldly say.
What?
Yahweh is my helper.
Yahweh is my helper.
I will not fear what man.
I will not fear what man
a woman should do unto me.
Go ahead and read.
7.
7.
Remember them which have the rule over you.
Oh, remember them that got the rule over you.
Who I spoke.
You got to remember them that got the rule over you. Go ahead.
Who has spoken unto you the word of Yahweh.
The one that speak the word of Yahweh got the word over you?
Rule over you.
Oh, the one that speak the word of Yahweh have the word over you?
Rule over you.
Rule over you. Is that what we read?
Yes, sir.
What do we read in verse 17?
Verse 17.
Listen.
Obey them that have the rule over you.
Oh, obey? You mean you got to obey the one that got the rule over you to speak the word of Yahweh?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Obey. Oh, that's the part I don't like to obey. Go ahead and read.
And submit yourself.
What?
For they watch for your life.
And you got to do what? You got to do what?
Submit.
You got to submit yourself. Submit yourself. Read.
Submit yourself, for they watch for your life.
And they're watching for your what?
Your life.
They're watching for your life. Read.
And they that must give account, that they might do it with joy.
So they got to give account. What they doing, they got to give account for what they doing. Yahweh hold the wall just up front, and they got to give a what?
Account.
Go ahead.
That they might do it with joy.
And they rather do it in what kind of way?
Joy.
Joy. Go ahead.
And not with grief.
And not with grief.
But that is unprofitable for you.
And that's unprofitable to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
18.
18. Listen.
Pray for us.
Now tell me what we're doing for the sixth anointing camp. Doing what?
Pray for us.
Pray for us.
But we trust we have a good conscience.
And we trust, we know we got a good conscience. So we'll give you everything the Bible is telling us to do. Go ahead.
And all things willing to live honestly.
And we everything we do is honestly according to the Bible. All six locations, the doors is open. We teach you thus saith Yahweh. We'll tell you where we go and where we been. We give you the Bible. From the time from 12 o'clock until the sun go down in all six locations. We give you the Bible. Romans 13, verse 1 through 7. Listen good. Well, we give you the Bible. From the 12 o'clock to the sun go down, we tell you about the Bible. 13, 1 through 7. Break it.
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 1 through 7.
Listen good.
Let every person's life be subject unto the higher power.
You got to be subject to the higher power.
But there is no power but of Yahweh.
All power is of Yahweh.
The powers that are ordained of Yahweh.
And the power that you see in these six anointed camps has been what?
Ordained.
About who?
Of Yahweh.
Go ahead and read.
Two.
What?
Whatsoever therefore resisted the power.
Whoever resists the power, the leadership of the six anointed camps, if he resists it,
yes, resist the orders of Yahweh.
Oh, you resisting the what?
The orders of Yahweh.
Oh, so the way Yahweh set it up, you got a problem with the way Yahweh set it up, read.
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
And they're going to receive damnation. And how you know they have damnation? Everything come out their mouth would be damnation. That's when you know damnation is riding them like a tea soup. Because everything come out of their mouth would be take away from this, take away from that. That's how you recognize a person up under the rule of damnation. Read that again.
Romans chapter